Our ongoing look at the sleepers in the 2015 draft class continues with defensive backs week here on DenverBroncos.com. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here at the Big Board, where we're going to take a look at two defensive backs, specifically safeties, who may be slipping under the radar, but could still represent pretty good value when we get to the draft. First one we're going to look at is Jaquaski Tartt out of Samford University, FCS level, 6'1", 220. So you look at his size, you like the 220. Big. He's pretty fast as well, although the 40 wasn't his best work at the combine, but he plays fast, especially against teams like TCU and Auburn, some of the FBS opponents that he faced last year. He played pretty well. My big concern on him was, could he handle coverage responsibilities as well as going up into the box and making plays against the run against those high-level teams like TCU and Auburn, and he did. That was a very good sign for him, and also had a good Senior Bowl week down in Mobile in January. I think he ends up being drafted somewhere late on the second day, early on the third day. Our next sleeper is Cody Pruitt out of the University of Mississippi, 6'2 and 217. So you look at him, and he's got that strong safety get in the box size. However, you watch him, it's kind of intriguing. Yeah, he makes the big hit there, but he's primarily a read and react type safety, dropping into coverage and, you know, making plays on the ball downfield when the need arises. Not a lot of good tape against the run. And whoever drafts him is going to have to work with him maybe to get him to be a little bit more aggressive in attacking the run than he was on a regular basis. Now that being said, he's able to make plays downfield at the second level and beyond when runs get there. You're gonna watch this play here. He reads it and then boom, gets in there and is able to have such a ferocious tackle up top that he jars the football loose. Now, it's a question of whether he can make that same kind of play in the pros, but the fact that you see that sort of aggression from him at the back end is a good sign, and if he can channel that and become a little bit more active in the box going forward, then I think you may see a safety that ends up being a good fit for somebody, perhaps early on the third day. Thanks for joining us here on DenverBroncos.com. We'll have more draft sleepers and, of course, best fits and prospect profiles throughout next week and, of course, all the way up until the draft. Until next time, take care and thanks for watching.